GHRT Rewinds are brought to you by Laughlin and Wolfington Realty. Mike and Nate and Harrison teaming up to help you sell your home faster and for top dollar. This is the George Hill Rick Tyler Show, our WVOMFM.com question of the day. Should Maine's legislature approve pay raises for the governor, lawmakers, and judges? There's a state panel known as the State Compensation Commission that's met six times to take a look at the issue. Gee, even as we planned to talk about this morning, we received a text message from State Representative Will Toole, the Republican of East Machias. There's no such thing as sleeping in the Sunrise County. He's up early on line three to talk with us on GHRT.
Good morning, Will. How are you?
Doing well. Good morning to you both.
We've been down this road before a couple of times, so maybe we should take it one step at a time. Let's start with the governor. The governor gets $70,000 currently, which is the lowest paid governor in the United States. Now, any change that's made would not affect a current governor. So it wouldn't affect Governor Mills. When Governor LePage was in office, the same thing came up. It wouldn't have affected Governor LePage. Where are you coming down on this?
Well, what the proposal would be in the report that was released last week by the State Compensation Commission would increase the governor's pay from $70,000 to $130,000. And as you say, that is for the next governor, not this one or the current governor in office at the time. I think that's a dramatic increase. Certainly, it is. The governor is paid the lowest in the nation, and that is definitely hasn't changed in 30 years. The other part of that, too, is part of the report also recommends increasing the governor's expense account, for lack of a better term, from $30,000 to $50,000. So there's a $20,000 increase there as well. And I'm less inclined to go for that than even the pay raise.
If this were to go through, if Governor Mills were reelected next election, would she receive this pay increase, Will?
No. Okay. It would not go into effect until the next governor takes office.
So not a reelected governor, but the next governor after that.
The next governor to take office. And we had that discussion on the State and Local Government Committee, which hears these types of bills. And whether it's the governor or legislators, it doesn't take effect. Well, legislators are slightly different, but with them it takes effect the next legislature. With the governor, it takes effect when a new governor takes office.
If my memory serves me correct, and it doesn't do it all the time, the last time we changed it was in 1987. The governor at that time was getting $35,000, and then they jacked it up to $70,000. Is that correct?
That I know it was changed in 87, yes, and the governor's pay, and it has not been changed since. The expense account that governors receive, that was changed, I believe the report said that was changed in 99, which has been 20 years.
So, taking the salary figure aside, and considering the expense account that comes with being governor, and what would happen to the expense account, the next governor, were this to pass, the next governor would be earning three times the median income of the average Mainer.
That is correct.
Okay, do we think that whoever is running the state should make three times the median income in our state, Will?
And I would answer that. I would personally say no, but I would also add to that if we the people feel that way, it should be a public vote. And I wouldn't have a problem with it being a public vote on the theory that, you know, the people are the employer and therefore they really should be the ones deciding what the compensation package is, whether it be for the governor or for legislature. So I wouldn't have a problem with that. I feel that if we as a state are going to say this is really worthwhile, then people in office need to be able to go out on the doorstep and explain why it is a good idea, if it is a good idea, and hear people if it isn't a good idea, which I happen to think that is quite a jump.
How many state employees do we have?
I believe we have roughly 12,000.
So the governor becomes, in effect, a chief executive. Now, a chief executive of a company with 12,000 employees would be probably compensated about the same or more, right?
Or more, yeah.
Yeah. Well, likely would get more. The theory behind this in the past, when we've covered this in the past, and we did, again, I think, when Governor LePage was in office, was, look, if it's so poor, you're only going to get people who can afford to run for governor.
And I would say we don't seem to have a problem finding people to run for governor or legislature, for that matter.
No, we don't. That's true.
Will Toole, the state representative of East Machias, on the phone here as we ask our WVOMFM.com question of the day. Should Maine's legislature approve pay raises for the governor, lawmakers, and judges? Before we ask your opinion about what would be an increase in compensation for lawmakers and for judges, let us ask you this. The Compensation Commission, the people that have met six times and are forwarding this recommendation, five people.
Right.
Two of them were appointed by Troy Jackson, the Senate President, Democrat. Two of them are appointed by Sarah Gideon, the Speaker of the House, Democrat. And the fifth member is someone that's agreed upon by the other four members. Are we confident that there is an open mind politically among those who are on this commission who are forwarding these recommendations, considering that four of them have been appointed by the two most powerful, arguably two of the most powerful Democratic leaders in our state?
I would say when we last year in state and local government had discussions about reinvigorating the Compensation Commission, that was one of the concerns brought up, was should it be, how we really needed to make an effort to make it bipartisan. I believe that whether the composition of the Compensation Board is totally bipartisan or not, they certainly, in the report, the Senate Minority Leader was consulted, as was Josh Tardy. I believe his name was mentioned as one giving input on the process. And some would argue that regardless of who's on the commission, the results have pretty much historically been in this range. So some don't even see it as a partisan issue. I would have liked to have seen more bipartisan membership. I'm not going to say that I wouldn't. But I do believe that is a result that I do believe they made an effort when putting the report together to consult people from both parties.
There was a bill up that was, I don't know if it's carryover or not, but it was a 1328. You said 130,000. In that bill, 1328, it said 125,000, but I won't quibble over that. These things get changed.
Right. Well, I'm referring to the report that the State Compensation Commission released last week. They released their findings and basically got into the governor and legislators and a few and judges as well. So, and they made their recommendations, which will be coming to the legislature in some form, because every year we have all these bills about pay and benefits of public officials. And we had said at the time, you know, let's see what the Compensation Commission has to say and let them give us a baseline that we can actually debate numbers over.
Concerning the idea of raising the salary of those people who do serve in the legislature, the House and Senate, you're not getting terribly rich.
No.
Where are you on where the Compensation Commission comes down on increasing salaries for those who serve in the House and Senate?
Well, I think it's a challenge. I certainly think going from 25 to 32,000 isn't a large increase, but at the same time, I do understand where constituents are coming from and people across the state are coming from that, you know, Social Security and other benefits federally aren't getting such a dramatic increase. And I do also understand, too, that people legitimately feel as though they don't have a say, and quite honestly, it does look like we are giving ourselves, even though it isn't technically the case, we are giving ourselves a pay raise when the people of the state are the ones who should be deciding that. And I don't have one problem whatsoever. I think with that part of it. I think we need to, if we're going to give a raise, it should be voted on by the people. And I think the people should have, we should have to go door to door and explain what the proposal is and why it is what we think it is. So I have no problem going to people and explaining them what the proposal is and what a legislator does. I mean, we do it every 2 years. I don't see a problem doing that with something like this. And the other part to that is, in a lot of us, some of us in the legislature are also town officials and selectmen. Well, in your small towns, your selectman pay gets voted on by the people of the town. It doesn't get, the selectmen don't vote themselves a raise, or if they do, the public has a chance to lower it at town meetings. So it just makes sense that the public would have a say.
I get lost in the numbers sometimes. The last time I looked at the legislative salary, currently it was $14,200 for the first session and $10,100 for the second session. Is that still in effect?
That sounds about right, yes. The report said it was about $24,500, $25,000.
And the recommendation would go from $24,000 to
$32,000.
Well, it's a modest increase. It's not like you're doubling it.
No, it's not. And one of the reasons for that is we have 186 legislators. So you multiply that 8,000 across 186 districts, and yeah, it could be a little more than it adds up for sure.
If we do raise these salaries, is it sustainable? Will we be able to afford to keep paying these salaries?
That is a good question. I don't think we've never not paid, but I do feel at the same time people have a legitimate beef with the roads and nursing homes and all of the other needs that our state has. And now here we are focused on raising salaries and wages for people in government. I mean, that doesn't, you know, that is a hard hurdle to cross, and I understand and appreciate where people are coming from on that. It's one of the reasons I haven't supported it, regardless of who is in office, whether it was LePage or haven't supported it at this time either. So, but if we are going to do something, it should go out to the people.
Been a while since I did it, but during the time I did some government work, there was a per diem that you got. It was $55.
But you brought that up because they're also looking at going from 44 cents a mile for mileage reimbursement during session to 58 cents a mile and equalizing the per diems with that. So there's additional raises too within this report. I would suggest folks look at it and possibly submit written commentary to the Compensation Commission and or the legislature as the time comes. There's actually going to be a public hearing in Augusta today of the Compensation Commission.
And after the public hearing, when do we expect that the legislature might take some action on this, Will?
Well, the legislature, we go back in January, so I would suspect it'll be January to February that this will be front burner again. The legislature itself will probably have a public hearing and go from there. We'll probably then be debating it. I'm sure you'll be hearing a lot more from me about it and where it goes from there.
GHRT Rewinds, brought to you by your hometown real estate team, Laughlin and Wolfington Realty. Thinking about selling your home? Call 629-9211 and start packing.